dog doesn't know me, he might come up and give me a little bite, say, well, he was, and then you'd see me limping, what would I tell you? I was what?
Bitten? A dog?
Now, I suppose a city kid comes out to the farm and never been on a horse before, and say, well, do you want to ride a horse? He might hesitate a little bit. Well, I don't know. I've never
ridden a horse.
We saw one fall off here once, didn't we?
Right.
I said we saw one in the city fall off a horse here.
Yeah, did it? Now, suppose one of your children has been asking for food all day. And this was about the sixth time, middle of the afternoon. Saying, Mother, could I have another orange or something? Another peach?
You've had enough.
Say,
when you...
How often have you? Already today, how often have you?
Every.
Ask for them, every. Eaten or something like that.
And now suppose you promised the kid that he could have some dessert if he drink up all his milk first. And he'd say, well, Mommy, can I have my
dessert?
Dessert. Now he'd say, well, have you
eaten your food?
How about your milk? Did you
drink it?
Suppose some of your kin visit you and you see their children for the first time in about a year. You might say to the little boy, "My, you certainly have
grown."
If Mrs. Crozier asks you, have you been in touch with so-and-so recently? And if you have sent a letter recently, you say, well, I have. What?
Written to him, you mean?
Now, men are working on the road out here, and they've been using jackhammers on it and so on. I'd say, well, I had a hard time getting through that road there. It was all what? The road was all...
Rock? You mean?
Up.
Because I've been using the hammers on it. Mm. What else might you say? It was all... take a nail, a good long nail, and give it one tap, and it goes in 3 inches. Somebody might ask you, how far did he drive that nail in with one tap? How would you answer?
Not more than all.
How'd you, Mrs. Griffin?